Welcome to WGXC, Acra, Hudson, Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score, where we feature film and television soundtracks and scores. I am Margot Pelletier.
And I am Lisa Thomas.
And we are your hosts. This, sadly, is our last edition of The Score, until we can hopefully someday find our way back to the airwaves. Lisa and I have recently returned to New York City, where we are in post-production on our present film, Thirsty, a musical about a female impersonator named Thirsty Burlington that we shot right here in our backyard last year in upstate New York.
That's right. We went missing for a couple months last year when we were shooting that film, but we did return. But this is our 41st episode of The Score today. And we're going to be listening to and discussing the soundtrack and a bit of the score from our 2009 documentary film, Freeing Sylvia Baraldini. Now, Margot and I are filmmakers, and Freeing Sylvia Baraldini was the first film that we actually collaborated on. And we worked with Gerald Von Stoddard, who also lives here upstate. He currently is living in Rhinebeck, New York with his family, and he was the co-editor, and he also created the score for the film. At the top of the show, though, the song that you heard was called Cosmic Rock, and it was by Swedish-born musician-composer Mattias Landis. Landis is an exceptional jazz pianist who contributed a few songs to the score of Freeing Sylvia Baraldini. Landis was born in Sweden in 1969 and came to the U.S. in 1992 so that he could attend the Manus College of Music in New York City. This is where he met his wife, Marianne Sismadia, who is also a musician. She's actually a violinist. Mattias stayed in New York for most of the 90s, playing in jazz clubs throughout the city with his band, and he then eventually moved back to Sweden, where he and Marianne live and make music with their three children in an old school that they purchased, and I think are kind of bringing back to life and doing what a lot of people do here in Hudson, restoring an old building. And every year they usually send us little Christmas tunes that they've made in the old school.
And they are so dear. As the children get older and older, they get more and more professional.
Yeah, they're like a great little musical family.
But anyway, as we said, today we're going to be featuring the score and the soundtrack to our documentary, Freeing Sylvia Baraldini. The film tells the epic story of former U.S. political prisoner Sylvia Baraldini, who was convicted in 1983 of helping to free former Black Panther Assata Shakur from prison. Baraldini spent almost 20 years in U.S. prisons until she won the right to serve out the remainder of her sentence in her homeland, Italy. The film delves into Sylvia's politics and focuses on some of the more radical political groups in the U.S. that Sylvia worked with and supported, including the May 19th Communist Organization, the Republic of New Africa, and the Puerto Rican Independence Movement.
Now we want to play some music from the score of the film, so enjoy.
Thank you.
You just heard portions of Tet Offensive by the late New York jazz musician-composer Billy Bang. The very end of this composition was used for the opening of our film during a scene in which Sylvia is jumped and arrested by several members of the New York City Terrorist Task Force in broad daylight in New York City. And if I'm not mistaken, they had 8 men in real life actually surround her, right, Margot?
Yeah.
Tet Offensive and another composition called Yo Ho Chi Minh Is in the House, which we will play for you in a minute, are from Bang's 2001 masterpiece album called Vietnam, The Aftermath.
The work on the album was written years after Billy Bang's experience as a soldier in the war against Vietnam. As a sort of catharsis, several of the musicians playing on the album were fellow soldiers in the war with Bang, and they all felt a tremendous release after making the album. The angst that's worked into Tet Offensive seemed very appropriate for the arrest scene within our film, and it also is seemingly appropriate for the use of the beginning of the composition Tet Offensive in a later scene, which shows footage from the 1960s at the University of Wisconsin, which is the university that Sylvia Baraldini attended, when the police stormed the campus and began arresting and beating up students who were protesting against the Vietnam War.
Yeah, it's a really intense scene, and when we found that footage, it was kind of unbelievable that the students were being beat up as badly as they were, but I don't know. Things are changing. I know there's a lot of people marching today in Washington against all the things that have been going on with police. And anyway, I don't know what to say. Got some more music, so enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Yo Ho Chi Minh Is in the House by Billy Bang. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM and this month's edition of The Score.
We are actually featuring the soundtrack and the score to the documentary Freeing Silvio Baraldini. And that composition was from Billy Bang's award-winning album called Vietnam, The Aftermath. Billy Bang played and studied the violin as a boy on into young adulthood, but then he put it aside. After returning from the Vietnam War, Bang's life lacked direction. The job he had held before the Army had been filled in his absence, so he began to pursue and then abandon a law degree before becoming politically active and falling in with an underground group of revolutionaries.
The group recognized Bang's knowledge of weapons from his time in the Army, and they used him to actually procure firearms. He would buy them from pawn shops and other small operators who didn't conduct extensive background checks. And during one of these transactions, Bang actually spotted three violins hanging at the back of a pawn shop, and, well, he impulsively purchased them, and the rest is history.
We are not the children, we are their villains. The innocent made guilty for their sins. Bloody moccasins made invisible like their indivisible injustice for all. Their skyscrapers may stand tall, but still can hide the chapters of souls born. Of blossoms and collard greens, concentrated in cancer, homo park to cabrini green. Try to make us forget what our color means. Shit, like our freedom ever came from American dream.
We Boricuas put up two flags on Division Street. Here we build community progressively. It's no mystery, the spaceman's still fresh in our memory. From Wicker to Lincoln, don't know what these yuppies are thinking. Humble Park, the final stand. Free the land. I said Boricua is the anchor of the plan. Prevent gentrification, they thought nobody can. So I'ma make sure this message travels when the mic is in hand.
From the Chicago city blocks to the clothes that we rock, we are the essence of the ghetto. Why his scheme you? Why we plot? The air we breathe is mad hot. Tempers flaring cause the cops, you think your badge and your gun is really gonna make a stop. We're dreaming up a revolution, out here searching for solutions. Grassroots organizing, we don't need your institutions. I don't mean to cause confusion, but the noose will not be loosened till you open up your mind, respect your body, stop abusing.
And all of the towers of Babylon are falling to the ground and be an edification for those who've never seen a demonstration of a mind that's designed to overthrow corporate structures. I'ma laugh when you fall off your throne. Metronomes can't confine the monotone. Spaniard tongues, African movements embrace Indian skin tones. My chromosomes stand alone in any physical form. I claim my name in the marrows of all of my bones.
Hey, yo, a son of immigrants, but born and raised in a goal where minimum wage is paid for my people and soul. I'm seeing it though, they dreaming but too feeble to know. They're under the evil, our people that are eager to grow. Under the sky lie, back scarred forever by sun. While we working under others, cause we ain't speaking in tongue. Yo, my parents worked this country with their tired old hands. And the root of all our dreams lie beneath this tainted land.
Somos sangre bien caliente que ha rompido sus cadenas. En la brega cuando sea, de esta arena hasta la brea. Intelectuales y afletas, generaciones de poetas. Somos naciones que completan ese fenómeno cual explota. Semillas antillanas comprometidas a esta batalla. Va mejorando de esta plaga social cual nos ataca. Somos ecos de los ritmos africanos que repico. Defendedores del hip hop real, somos latinos.
Let me proceed with the deed, indeed I rap for the need. But not for the need of speed, but do speed way beyond the normal velocity of three cheeses and a Mac 3. Three MCs in the streets rapping for free. These MCs crazy, maybe throw a Mac at your lady. But prefer to shoot Mac 10 at your baby. Who sent Mac things to Mercedes. And lately I've been shaking, cause it's made data that hates me. Hate the fact that I'm crazy, but it's crazy facts that persuade me to believe Humble Park might be changing. It's through a W placement, condos lost in a basement. And basement firm from
the nation. We are the streets, the guns and the beef. Music and beats, trapping the belly that beats. Ballers and thieves, drug dealers and crack face up in my streets, that's who we are. We are the planets, the galaxies, the moons and the stars. We straight for home apart. We let the text bark, the dog bark. Late at night, we are the four elements of hip-hop, including speakers and mics. All my Latinos, we gotta strike.
We out here in the Bolivian jungle, street soldiers up in Pilsen, little village and humble. Injustices, we always ready to rumble. The system of white supremacy, we will crumble. We never stumble, always in or on a humble. On a daily, we organize to make this government tumble. Under the pressure we apply, from Vieques, Chiapas, Venezuela, Cuba to the Shy. For the freedom of our head, that we are willing to die. Yo, yo, stop the music, that's just 40 million of us on the rise.
All right, so you were just listening to We Are by Michael Reyes from the 2009 documentary film Freeing Silvia Baraldini. I'm sorry, I was just giggling because I was getting some reactions from our audience about the music we were playing. But Reyes is a Chicano, Mexicano poet, artist, rapper, and community organizer living in Chicago. He is a leading voice in progressive and radical music.
His work challenges and confronts the many social ills faced by communities of color. We employed his song, We Are, while showing footage of the police in the 1980s aggressively charging and harassing people in a Hispanic neighborhood.
We have another song coming up by a different composer whose name is Inza Bamba, who's from New York, so we're going to play that for you now. So you just heard RNA March for the Land by New York composer and musician Inza Bamba, and that sounded reminiscent of Nina Simone's Sea Lion Woman. You're not wrong. We commissioned Inza to write RNA March for the Land to accompany footage of an historic celebration held after the purchase of land in Jackson, Mississippi by founding members of the Republic of New Africa, land intended to be used to build their capital, a socialist black-ruled country called the Republic of New Africa.
The land purchase was thwarted by the Jackson District Attorney and the FBI, although the celebration took place, and it took us nearly a year to have Inza's piece composed for the film because we were so attached to using Nina Simone's song, Sea Lion Woman, and we hoped that we could raise money to license the song for the RNA section, but that didn't happen. And we finally realized that this one song was delaying the release of the film. That's when we asked Inza to create a sound-alike.
And I don't even think it was just the money, Margo. I think it was the publishing company wouldn't even license the music at a certain point. They're very selective about who they'll let Nina Simone's work out to. So here's some more music. That was Nod by Negative Reaction, a band that Margo's brother, John McDonald, is actually a drummer for. A portion of the song Nod by Negative Reaction was used in Freeing Silvia Baraldini, and it was just that portion you heard. and we played it with archival footage of the FBI arresting members of the Native American Indian Movement, AIM, at the Pine Ridge Reservation.
Ironically, it was actually an FBI agent who was present at that scene who shot the footage. And then the footage, which was very exposing, ended up in public domain at the National Archives, where we could get our hands on it. Kenny Bones is the frontman and lead guitarist and composer for the group Negative Reaction. The group is from Long Island, New York, and performs throughout the New York area, and they have also toured internationally.
This next artist whose work we're going to play is what you would call a lifelong New York poet, singer, songwriter. His name is Nagoma, and he's been making music and poetry for over 40 years. A former member of Amiri Baraka's, the Spirit House Movers and Players, and the contemporary freedom song duo Serious Business, Nagoma weaves poetry and song that raises contradictions and searches for a solution to a just and peaceful world.
We met Nagoma at a poetry slam in Harlem about 12 years ago, and that night, after the performers left the stage, we ended up introducing ourselves to Nagoma and telling him about the documentary that we were making on Sylvia, and he agreed to let us use a few songs of his in the film, and he also lent his apartment for one of the locations. Our composer, Gerald Von Stoddard, later used the very ominous sound of Nagoma's didgeridoo in several places throughout the film.
Tied down to the bottom of a slave ship, transported like cattle. I didn't ask to come here, feel a slaver's last forever. Ask Grandmother Eleanor Bumpers, ask Philip Pinell, ask Rodney King. I didn't ask to come here. Nobody asked me if I wanted to be a citizen. I didn't hijack a boat to come to these shores to lose my name, my religion, my ancestors, my land, my mind. I didn't ask to integrate nor assimilate. No more auction block for me. I didn't ask to be America, at least not the ones that bombed Hiroshima, killed Vietnamese babies, spread man-made diseases, spilled blood and guts in the name of the cross, the lash and the gun, stole the Indians' land, leveled the Holy Land. And before I'd be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave. I just want to be accepted in the human race with peace, love, justice, and equality. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh.
So you're hearing the last few notes there of Nagoma's song, Oh Freedom, from his album Paradigm Shifting, which was played in the 2009 documentary film Freeing Sylvia Baraldini. Now, Gerald Von Stoddard was the composer for Freeing Sylvia Baraldini, and we've yet to play any of his work, but we're about to right now. Gerald is a multi-talented musician, artist, actor, among many other things, who we met here in Hudson, New York, at Time and Space Limited some years back. He currently lives in Rhinebeck with his family, and Gerald is able to take fragments of music and sound from disparate sources and really weave them together in a way that makes them sound like they've always been wed that way.
Gerald was also one of the editors, along with myself, for the film, and he was able to give the film a groove or a vibe that matched the grassroots time period of the 70s through the early 80s, and that's the time period that is predominantly depicted within the film. Lisa and I have to give credit to Gerald for helping the film win its 5 awards.
So here's the first of a few tracks we're going to play by our composer Gerald Von Stoddard, this one entitled One More Go. It's the very tail end of One More Go, music composed by Gerald Von Stoddard from the 2009 documentary film Freeing Sylvia Baraldini. Now, Margot worked with Gerald over the course of 2 years editing the film Freeing Sylvia Baraldini in Catskill, New York. The film went on to win the Best Documentary of the Year in the Tacoma and Harlem Film Festivals in 2009 and 2010, and the Special Jury Prize in Baghdad in 2011. The film premiered in Rome, Italy in 2009 to a sold-out audience and last played, if I'm not mistaken, at Columbia University in New York City. It is played as far away as Bangladesh, and it made its local premiere right here in Catskill, New York at the Community Theater. Now, I have to say it's been an honor and a privilege to be able to make films with Margot and Gerald, and the three of us are still collaborating to this day on an upcoming feature that we're doing. It's a musical film entitled Thirsty. As a producer, I feel blessed and lucky getting to work with such great talent. It is rare to be able to pursue one's passion, and perhaps even rarer to find like-minded artists to do that with. Making films is not always easy. It's an expensive art form, and there are endless obstacles to overcome to get any film out into the world. But making this work with Margot is indeed what gets me out of bed and keeps me going each and every day. We have another track that we want to share with you by Gerald Von Stoddard entitled Free My People, which was used in the end credits of Freeing Sylvia Baraldini. We'll be right back. That was Free My People by Gerald Von Stoddard. And this is our last few minutes on the airwaves, right, Margot? So I personally want to thank everybody who's listened over the last 4 years and say goodbye. But as always, we have some parting closing thoughts by Margot. So Margot, what do you have to say to us today?
And please do stay tuned. We will be playing one more tune for you called Prayer for the Stratosphere by Matthias Landes. So what I wanted to say was, with the ever-increasing magic or invasion of technology and the craze for using social media, it's easy to take for granted the ability to have access to and to spread information to, education to, or joy to the public. But this is something that we should not take for granted, especially when it comes to hands-on public radio. As public radio becomes more rare, so does it become more unique. The voices of the programmers, each made up of its own unique set of frequencies, stand out on the sidelines of the plethora of silent zeros and ones. In radio, you're meeting individuals, individuals with a focused desire to impart their unique passions to you. Lisa and I have been able to enjoy the support of our friends and listening audience to support our being on this station, WGXC. And believe me, we are very grateful for that. And we hope that those of you who have supported us will continue to be there in our absence. We want to thank the founding members of WGXC, the staff, and the listeners for the privilege of letting us bring the work of many musicians and composers into your homes, your cars, your places of work, and your hearts. Until we meet again, be good to yourselves, be better to your neighbors, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score.